On when was it? Monday, August 2nd, Neil Steinberg wrote a column headline, S. Rosen's Bun is the Star of Chicago-Style Hot Dog. And he wrote that the Chicago-Style Hot Dog conversation never gets to the foundation. The one unsung actor who literally holds the whole show together, the S. Rosen's Poppy Seed Bun. It's the base upon which a Chicago hot dog is made. If you don't have a good bun, it's not a Chicago hot dog. And here's the guy who makes those buns for the Alpha Baking Company, Mark Mercucci. Mark, how you doing this morning? Are you busy baking?
Well, actually, you don't want me in the bake shop. You have my brother in the bake shop. I'm the guy that goes out and sells and handles the customers and deals with all the opportunities we have out there. So, nice. Nice to talk to you, Bob. After that introduction, I think we're done. You got everything out.
The history of this is pretty interesting, and I didn't know that, and I've seen the 10-count boxes that are wrapped in cellophane, and actually the reason for that is so the hot dog stand folks can put the buns directly into a cart and steam tables and get the buns steamed, right?
Absolutely. The 10-count package has a permeable cellophane wrap on it that allows the moisture to transition from the steam table into the package without melting down. So they can take the whole package, put it right into the steam table, and 20 minutes later, you have a perfectly steamed bun.
Where in Chicago do you bake all these buns?
Well, these buns in particular are at the original Mary Ann plant at 4545 West Lyndale. We actually have three different bake shops in Chicago, three different plants in Chicago.
And about how many buns do you cook?
we bake, depending on what you're talking about here, we bake about, on an annual basis, about 150 million hot dog buns a year. 18 million of which go to the retail outlets. The remainders go to all the independent vendors up and down the street and, you know, commercial hot dog stands.
And what about the poppy seed buns? Are those the most popular?
Yeah, you know, on the retail side, they are absolutely the most popular. On the food service side, the restaurant side, it's more plain buns than poppy buns.
Now, some people avoid the poppy seeds because they can show up in a drug test, can't they?
Absolutely. You know, military bases, some schools restrict us from selling them to them.
Unbelievable.
They can show up on a drug test, absolutely.
And our spies tell us that you actually had something to do with the Field of Dreams game.
Yeah, absolutely. They were looking for the premier hot dog bun because, you know, like everything else for that event, it had to be spectacular. And so that we made special arrangements to get our products out to the Field of Dreams game out in Iowa.
And I know you're a little prejudiced, but I'm sure you'll be glad to answer this question. What makes your product different from all the others across the country?
Well, I'd like to say, you know, my devastating good looks and charming personality, but the reality is they just perform a lot better. Day in and day out, the product is consistent. It holds the sandwich together. When you put on all of the ingredients that go together for a Chicago-style hot dog bun, even a chili dog, you know, our bun holds up a lot better than most of the competition.
And are you actually in business with Vienna?
No. Vienna's a great, when I say a great partner, they're a great marketing partner. We do a lot of business with each other. We've done golf outings together. They're a great group of guys, they run their own business separate from ours.
I'm glad the pandemic hasn't given us a hot dog bun shortage. How's your supply chain doing?
Well, you know, supply chain has been interesting this last couple months, but on hot dog buns has not been an issue, certainly not in the Chicago market. You know, exotic ingredients for other products that we manufacture have become difficult, as well as the right employees to make the quality products that we put out.
And the history of this product and the history of Rosen. And by the way, who's Rosen?
Well, Sam Rosen was the originator of S. Rosen's Baking Company. He started in 1909, bought a Northwest Side bakery called New York Baking, and converted the name to S. Rosen's. And then we merged with Rosen's back in the early 80s. And right when they were starting to come out with the Poppy hot dog on the retail market, they merged with Marianne, and Marianne was famed for their quality, you know, Poppy and plain hot dog buns. So it was a natural mix, S. Rosen's Marianne products in the retail shelves.
And was Marianne a friend of Mr. Rosen? Do we know?
No, actually, Marianne was another bakery in the Chicago market. It was a separate operation that my brother, my cousin, myself had taken over in the late 70s, actually. And then we merged with Rosen's early 80s.
Well, it's a great Chicago story, a great family business, and it's the Alpha Baking Company, Mark Marcucci. And we'll let you get back to selling the buns while your brother's making them.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I really appreciate you bringing us on and telling the story about the hot dog bun being the one ingredient that's most common throughout all the Chicago-style hot dogs that holds the whole sandwich together.
Yep, you got to have that perfectly steamed bun, don't you?
Absolutely right. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Mark. Good talking to you.